I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach.
Hello everyone, this is Chad Owen, The Annuity Sales Coach. I am going to continue our little mini-series. I'm not sure if it's going to be two parts or three parts, but I will put that into the title and let you know exactly how many there's going to be once we're finished with this. But I'm carrying on. If you remember the last podcast, I was talking about how annuities work, the basics as far as what we need to make sure our clients know and understand, making sure that clients know they don't need to know every little detail, how to overcome the perception that they've been taught their entire lives about annuities. It's very important that we help them know why they need the right type of annuity for their current situation. And that's really honestly what we go into. And so as I already told you about the pilot, I told you about the sharks, and that was all in the previous podcast. And once again, you're going, what the heck is he talking about? If you didn't go through that, go and check it out. It's in the previous podcast to this one, but we'll go into it. So I am going to pretend like none of y'all know anything about annuities, okay? And the reason why is because I consistently review the basics to where I have that muscle memory. And once again, I talked about that in the last one. So I review the different types of annuities consistently. Why? Because I want to make sure that I'm just right, robotic, just without even thinking about it, knowing exactly how the different products work without any hesitation whatsoever. So there's four basic types of annuities, and I'm going to share with you how I explain it to clients, because it's important to understand how we're presenting it to a client, because we can really confuse what's going on or what they're thinking or what their perception is by the way we explain it. So I'll say, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, there are four basic types of annuities. There's the immediate annuity. Now, personally, I'm not a real big fan of the immediate annuity because you lose a lot of control when you put your money into one of those. The immediate annuity comes in the form of, I'm getting a payment for life, just a straight life. You die, the money's gone. There's a joint payment for life, which means it's basically going to pay you and your spouse as long as you're alive. But once again, you both die, the money's gone. Then there's something called a life with a return of premium. A life with a return of premium basically means if you put in $100,000 and you die 2 years later, whatever's left of that $100,000 will actually be paid to the beneficiaries over a period of time. There are some that will actually do a lump sum, not quite as common, but there are some that will continue to give a return of premium. In other words, make sure that the entire amount that you've put into it is eventually paid off, whether it's a lump sum or it's a period of time. Now, I don't really care for those either, because the one thing about an annuity with a return of premium is you are basically giving the insurance company that money and they're paying you out, but you still only get back your premium. Now, what happens if you live a long life? Let's say you live to 100 years old. Okay, then that can be beneficial because once again, an immediate annuity, basically the insurance company is gambling on your age. Are you going to die before or are you going to die after your life expectancy? So they're gambling on your age. Now, there's also an immediate annuity with a life payment and period certain. All that simply means is you get a payment for the rest of your life, but let's say you have a 10-year period certain, and it's always a 5, 10, 15, 20 year. Some of them do have very specific years, but let's just keep it the basics right now. That means if you do a life with a 10-year period certain, you start to draw the income, you die 7 years later, that means there's still 3 years that payments are going to be paid out to your beneficiaries. So that's a life with period certain. Then there's just the straight period certain annuity where you give $100,000 and it's paid out for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Once again, I'm not a big fan of those types of annuities. They can be beneficial if you're going to be doing something like, for example, as someone under the age of 59 and a half, those annuities can have a benefit because you don't have the 10% IRS penalty in most cases. So I'm saying in most cases, because once again, I have no idea how long this podcaster is going to go for. And I want to make sure that you always check your current tax laws. In other words, you always make sure each year when it comes around, what are the current tax laws pertaining to annuities? Okay, so we address the immediate annuity. Then we have the fixed annuity. And this is exactly how I explain a fixed annuity. A fixed annuity is similar to a bank CD. It is not a bank CD. It is not insured by the FDIC. So make sure you distinguish there is an absolute separation between a fixed annuity and a CD. A fixed annuity is always done by an insurance company. A CD is always done through a bank. That's the main differences. Both of them have a guaranteed rate for a period of time. Now you have to remember in fixed annuities, it's very important to find out what is the actual rate of the payout because it can be very confusing if you don't pay attention. In other words, you tell someone, hey, you know what? I have let's just say a 3% annuity for a 5-year period. Wait a second, why does it say get a 4% the first year, then it goes down to 2%, 2%, 2%, 2%? Why does it do that? So it's important to know what is the actual guaranteed payout over a 5-year time frame. I personally stay away from a lot of the ones that have one high rate the first year and then drops. If I'm going to do a 5-year fixed annuity, I'm going to make sure it's the same rate every single year. Okay, it's very important. It just simplifies things. Most clients are very familiar with a bank CD, so they understand the concept of something paying the same amount for a time frame, whether it's a 5-year, a 10-year, a 7-year. A fixed annuity will go from 3 years to 10 years. That's your common ranges in the fixed annuities. And it's important to pick based off of the person's circumstance, which one is going to meet their needs the best. Generally, I do the 3 or the 5-year fixed annuity because most of the time when I'm going to use a fixed annuity, it's going to be for someone who's 81 or over. The reason why is because it's a short term. I'm not a big fan of putting someone who's older into a 10-year product. It has to be very specific circumstances before I'll do that. And a lot of times, honestly, if someone's over the age of 80, I don't even put them into annuity. If they call into my radio show or they reach out to one of my internet sites and they're over 81, I say, hey, you know what? I find out their circumstances. Now, if we have someone who's very wealthy, they have plenty of money in emergency funds and savings, their income's taken care of, then of course I'll do that. But most of the time, if someone's over the age of 80, liquidity is king. You never know when something's going to happen where they're going to need extra funds. That being said, it's very important to understand when you're dealing with a fixed annuity, you have to make sure what are the stipulations behind it. In other words, can they get out in a long-term care situation? There's called long-term care riders. And now it's important to understand the long-term care rider pertains to if they run into a long-term care situation, is it liquid? And if I have a client who is over the age of 80, I will never use an annuity unless they have tons of money set on the side that doesn't offer liquidity in a long-term care situation. Another one would be terminal illness. Terminal illness is important to know because if they're diagnosed with a terminal illness, even if they have a 5-year annuity, if they're diagnosed with a terminal illness and they have less than a year to live, it's still 100% liquid. So it's very important to know in a fixed annuity, what does it do? What are the stipulations? Another one is, are you allowed to pull out your required minimum distributions? Yes, there are fixed annuities where even if you're over the age of 70 and a half and they have a certain interest rate, you can't even pull out your required minimum distributions. Would it be a good idea to put money that's in an IRA into a fixed annuity if it doesn't allow you to do required minimum distributions? Yes, I don't think it's a good idea. Reason why is, well, I have other IRAs over there that I can complete my required minimum distributions. Okay, that's fine and dandy until emergency situation comes about and you have to pull out all of that other IRA. Now you have your other IRA that's tied up in a 5-year annuity that you can't even pull out required minimum distributions on. Once again, you have to look at all the different possible situations that could happen. There's also the fixed annuity where it allows you to only pull out the interest it's earning, which once again, in a non-qualified, that's actually a pretty good thing. There's a lot of clients I run into that their main purpose is just, and I say, I need to rephrase that, and I apologize. There's not a lot of clients I run into that are purely using money for death benefit. Most of the clients I run into, they're actually using it for income purposes. But that being said, if you have non-qualified money and they're just, hey, you know what, I want to pass the principal on to my heirs, I'm just living off the interest. Okay, that's fine. So you want to make sure they have accessibility to the interest. Another one would go into, now I have a fixed annuity, but can I do 10% penalty free withdrawals? And it's important. I'm hitting this one a little harder because once again, the whole purpose of this series of podcasts is that everybody knows the differences between the different types of annuities, but the fixed annuity, it comes out as, hey, a really high interest rate, but there's usually a lot of catches in the ones that have higher interest rates. There's a lot of stipulations on that. Also, it comes into something along the lines when you're dealing with a fixed annuity is, what are the fees that come behind the benefits? And you say, what do you mean? There's fee and fixed annuity? There can be. If you want the 10% penalty free withdrawals, or if you want the ability to draw interest, or you want some sort of bailout clause when it comes to an emergency situation, there's some annuities out there that will charge a little fee, which takes away from the actual amount that is earned each year for the client. And once again, it's important that we help our clients understand. How do we help our clients understand that? We need to know. So anytime you're representing one of these products, you always want to make sure you read the brochures, the disclosures. You want to make sure you have each of the material about the company, because I always base it off of four things when I'm selling an annuity. That I pick the company based off of financial stability, best benefits, best customer service, highest payout, or potential index growth. So when you're selling these fixed annuities, make sure you are looking at all the little details that can come behind them. Because fixed annuities are one of those things that me personally, I use for people 81 and over. Because generally, if someone is at a younger age, it is a very beneficial for them to actually do the indexed annuity, which I will cover in the next one. The next one I'm actually going to go over indexed annuities and variable annuities. Now, I'm not a licensed broker. I don't have any sort of series license. So I never tell a client, do not do a variable annuity, but I'll cover that in the next one. But when it's coming to the immediate annuities and the fixed annuities, I think it's important to go over this multiple times. If you have any questions whatsoever, just email me. And I mean, if you're in part of our program and you're at rragentsacademy.com and you're one of our members, there's a little button there where you can just click Ask Chad a Question. And I love having those questions because when you send them to me, as you can tell, I usually will create an entire podcast off of this. The one question the gentleman asked me, not only did I create one podcast, this is probably going to end up being a 2-3-4-part series. Well, it's actually going to be at least a 3-part series because I'm done with the 2-part right now. But obviously, go to YouTube, go to Live Drive Vlogs, subscribe, ring the bell, because you want to be notified whenever there's a new one that comes up, because I'm consistently trying to train. And then also leave some comments. I love hearing how this has actually helped agents present the right product to clients, how it's helped increase their business, how it's helped increase their lifestyle, all while providing safety, security, guaranteed income for our clients, with no way to run out of income, not experience any sort of market volatility, and from the standpoint of going backwards when the market falls. I love hearing that, so be sure to comment. And then go through a lot of our previous podcasts, the Annuity Sales Coach podcast. Go through a lot of them because, once again, the Live Drive Vlogs and the Annuity Sales Coach podcast, this is all free. You can play this in your car. You can play this while you're getting ready for bed at night. There's so many things, waking up in the morning, getting started, because we need to constantly have this out there, really, honestly, for us to just get it repetitive and in our brain. And then once again, now we're in front of the client, so we don't have to stop to think and go, wait a second, how does that fixed annuity work? How does that immediate annuity work? We want to have it robotically. We want to have muscle memory or brain memory to where it just easily rolls right off the tip of our tongue. And that's probably one of the biggest problems with agents is they stumble over their words when they're trying to explain how particular products work. So I appreciate your time, guys. The next one we're going to hit is variable annuities and indexed annuities. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Happy selling.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.